your back. Yo, lo, lo, oh. Yo, lo, lo, oh, oh. I wanna be your favorite and always by your side. I wanna talk forever with babies down the line. Yo, lo, lo, oh. Yo, lo, lo, oh, oh. But I've got a warning for you first. Alright. I ain't never hurt nobody, never buried a body, never killed no one, no, no. I ain't afraid to get a little crazy, baby, when I'm in love. You say you've had your fun, but that you're done, and I'm the one. Just know that if you mess around, boy, I'll hunt you down. I'm like a little kitty, and I can see at night. I've got eyes like a hawk, babe, I'm watching all the time.
Here on Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. That's a song in regular rotation. But given that she's a special guest here on the Crossroads, I figured I'd play a little bit of Caitlin Butts and Hunt You Down here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Caitlin, kind enough to join us here on this Saturday night in the State Line area. How you doing, girl? And that music video, freaking unbelievable with your husband. But Caitlin, thanks for joining us here on Crossroads tonight.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for playing the song.
Yeah, no doubt. Hunt You Down, your latest single coming off of your latest EP album that was released in 2023. What else can she do? But apparently, you're a hell of an actor with your husband, Cleto, from Flatland Calvary. I was just telling you during that last break how I met him a couple weeks ago in Madison when he was with Zach Top at the Sylvie in Madison. And that music video is shot very interestingly. It's all in one take, a la Birdman, Michael Keaton, and the war movie 1917. How fun was it doing a music video? It wasn't your first foray into music videos by any means, but how fun was that doing a music video for that tune?
I'll tell you, it was nice to get it done quickly. Most videos take a long time, but that one took us about an hour to get all the way finished. So it was a really cool experience.
Only an hour shot in one take, and you're dancing in front of like an old time Western saloon with Cleto right there going, hey, I love this chick, but is she legitimately going to kill me?
He'll never know. But yeah, that set was really awesome. It was shot at the place that Django was shot. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Holes, Westworld, that's all been shot at that set.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I mean, I suppose like all Western saloons in Hollywood might look the same, but that did kind of bear a striking resemblance to the one where Django and Christoph Waltz come out after killing like the town sheriff kind of right when he's starting to become a, you know, like a bounty hunter. So, all right. That's very sweet that you were kind of on like sacred hollow Western grounds there shooting that latest music video again. Hunt You Down from Caitlin Butts joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Check out all of her stuff at her website, CaitlinButts.com. Check out our merch too, her Cosmic Cowgirl line of clothing and her Sad Yeehaw vibe shirts. Definitely going to be fun to buy on her website. Again, Caitlin Butts joining us on Crossroads. Caitlin, touched on a little bit your husband, Cleto, from Flatland Cavalry, the lead singer in that one. This wasn't the first time you guys collaborated by any means. A handful of years ago, you sang Whiskey Lullaby, that famous tune, and you've also contributed to some Flatland Cavalry songs as well. How did you guys all meet and kind of start your love story?
We actually met in the studio. He had heard one of my songs. He was driving through Fort Worth, Texas, and heard one of my songs on the radio, and then later on had written a duet. And then whenever someone told him to make that specific song a duet because it was too sad for one person, he thought of my name of that girl that he heard on the radio and asked me to come into the studio, and that's where we met, and that's where, you know, my whole life kind of started.
Yeah, absolutely. A tremendous story there. Your husband heard you on the radio and go, all right, something about that voice I need to know more of, certainly. And that's kind of the same story of the tune that I discovered you with way back when Crossroads has been on the air for about 7 years. But I was going through murder ballad songs on Spotify, and we'll hear White River at the end of this interview. But that song, man, just gave me chills right away. So I kind of know what your husband was all thinking about when he first heard that song on the radio. Caitlin Butts joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, 101.9 FM, 1490 AM, streaming live worldwide on ironcountry.fm and on the Big Radio app as well. You got to check out her website, buy some merch, get some music in your system as well. CaitlinButts.com. That is K-A-I-T-L-I-N, Butts.com, Caitlin Butts. .com. Your latest album, What Else Can She Do? An unbelievable EP, not necessarily a full-length album, but it is a tremendous kind of a story. It's not necessarily like a concept album a la Redheaded Stranger or Sturgill Simpson's latest album, but it does tell a story song after song after song all about women. What inspired you to come out with your latest album, What Else Can She Do, and all the songs there in it?
What Else Can She Do is really just what I was going through in my life and watching the people around me go through. But the concept, you know, behind the album, it's about women and their decisions that they have to make and the difficult things that we face kind of silently. And I have a hard time, you know, not talking about things that are really affecting me and are hurting people that I care about. And so it's more me addressing things that are important to me and maybe talking about the things that we sometimes feel like we shouldn't, because there's a lot of shame surrounding some of the topics like domestic violence, drug abuse, cheating, all those things. And it's about the choices that we have to make and overcome.
Yeah, we played your tune Jackson in regular rotation here on Iron Country, and your song Blood. My oh my, we're going to feature that next here on the Crossroads stage here on Iron Country. That one, watching the music video, it's you're familiar with Hayes Carl, no doubt, correct?
No doubt.
Yeah, his song, Help Me Remember, it's a tune that you need to watch the music video alongside hearing the song. You can't just play it on the radio. It's like, you know, looking at a sunrise with a blindfold on, but the music video for Blood is unbelievable. And that song off of What Else Can She Do? Why don't you dive into the story behind that song? What's the tale behind that tune, Blood, off your latest album?
I've written Blood with a woman named Angelina Presley, who's in a band called the Pistol Annies.
Mm-hmm.
It was my second co-write of my whole life, and I was really nervous walking up to her house, just trying to not say anything stupid, or like just trying to tell myself to just like pretend to be a real songwriter that day. And we started talking about our family and how just crazy they are and how toxic they can be at times and how we forgive our family for things that we would never forgive our friends for. And I don't think that's how it should be. And we came up with this, you know, this very simple song that I feel that is very true in, you know, toxic, narcissistic family relationships that I believe that we should walk away from and cut ties with.
She's Caitlin Butts joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, and the music video to go along with Blood, kind of like the domestic side of things with a husband and wife as well. I mean, it really is just an unbelievable song. You mentioned walking up to her door going, Caitlin, don't say anything stupid. This is Angelina Presley, you know. But what was that like? How is it co-writing with somebody that you haven't worked with before, bouncing ideas off each other? What's kind of the process of writing a song like Blood?
It's very personal. It's every single time I go into it, right, I'm very anxious because you're kind of opening yourself up to this essential stranger that you've never met, and you kind of just open up to him about whatever you might be going through and hopefully come out with on the other side with a really personal song or something that really like affects you and not something that is very shallow or boring or, you know, that hopefully that connects with more people outside of that room that you write with the person. So I remember leaving her house and she was like, man, I don't know if we wrote a radio song today, but I think we wrote a really good song. And I was like, I think we did too. And I got to invite her to come watch me sing that song at the Opry for the first time at my Opry debut. And it was very meaningful to get to play something that, you know, may never, you know, be on any kind of, you know, country mainstream radio chart, but it's something that I know now connects with a lot of people, especially after feeling so alone with what I was going through with my family. And she felt like she was just going through it, and we're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that other people felt this way. And the more I play that song, so many people come up to me after shows and tell me how much that hearing that song, how much it means to them that someone else feels like not alone when they hear it.
Yeah, it's funny how songs can just, you mentioned never having worked with Angelina before and you guys connected off of similar stories. Songs can do that as well. Just hearing an artist for the first time, a song for the first time, go, wow. This is immediately one of my favorite tunes. Let's hear it here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Caitlin, to hell with country radio throughout the nation. We're one of the only ones around that play actual good country music. So let's hear Blood from Caitlin Butts here on Crossroads on Iron Country.
You don't hold back. And you don't play nice. You don't think twice. I try and I try to measure up. Oh, but I'm too much or not enough. Blood, you're the jury and judge. Time binds and pushes and shoves and gives and
It's Caitlin Butts here on Crossroads on Iron Country, a track off of her latest EP album, What Else Can She Do? That is Blood, a co-write that Caitlin did with Angelina Presley from the Pistol Annies. And Caitlin, you touched a little bit before that song about how people come up to you at the end of your shows and just say how they connect to one particular song or that particular song. What are some tracks that when you listen to driving throughout the nation from show to show, what artists do you listen to that you relate to that maybe some listeners can dive into those artists' catalog and go, hey, I know a little bit more about Caitlin Butts because this particular song is important to her?
Man, I have so many artists that I love and look up to. Honestly, if you go to my Spotify, I curate a lot of playlists that people that I listen to every single day. I have one called Women in Country that features a lot of my friends and people that I met along the road and who I really love and look up to. I've got Madeline Edwards, Elle King, Carter Faith, Taylor Honeycutt, Holly Williams, Brandi Clark, Brandi Carlile. Oh my goodness, there's so many. Aubrey Sellers, Angelina Presley, obviously, Nikki Lane. There's so many women that you know, have just inspired me, and I get told a lot that, you know, sometimes it's meant for to be a compliment, but sometimes it doesn't really feel like that. They say, you know, I don't normally like girl country singers, but I really like you. And, you know, if you like me, you know, you will like so many more of, you know, my friends. And so if you go to that Women in Country music playlist, I can assure you, you will find a new favorite artist for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And you went through a lot of names there and a lot of the favorites that we play here on Crossroads as well. Is there somebody that has come up to you and be like, hey, you know what? You sound like this female country artist. Because I was listening to you on our way down to actually the last time to Nashville this past December for a couple shows at the Ryman for Charles Wesley Godwin. We were just listening to Spotify playlists and one of your tunes came on. And my fiance looked at me and she goes, is this Kacey Musgraves? And I go, no, but now that I kind of listen to you, I go, okay, it's kind of got like a Kacey Musgraves type sound to it. Who are you compared to in country music?
I do get Kacey Musgraves. I think she sings a whole lot. She sings very controlled and very soft. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, yelling a bit sometimes and kind of singing real loud, but she is such a controlled, like gorgeous, mm-hmm. like poised voice, and I feel like I'm a little bit rowdier. I'm kind of in that Natalie Maines world too. She's a singer that I've looked up to since I started singing, and I've always sang her songs since I was a kid. And
oh, the Dixie Chicks. How do you not?
My band told me this weekend that that whenever I sent over my demos for them for the first time, that they thought it was Natalie Maines singing. I was like, oh my gosh, that's like the biggest compliment in the world, because I love her voice and have wanted to emulate her because she's such a talented singer.
Yeah, she certainly is, and you are as well. Her name is Caitlin Butts here on Crossroads on Iron Country. Check out her website, CaitlinButts.com. She's got her Cosmic Cowgirl line kind of inspired by the tune Marfa Lights and Sad Yeehaw Vibes t-shirts off of kind of a Spotify only album that she did as well, featuring Whiskey Lullaby with her husband Cleto Cardero from the Flatland Cavalry. But Caitlin, along with, you know, you having a lot of sad, very meaningful tunes, you're kind of a badass chick with your murder ballads, young lady. In the Pines off of What Else She Can, like, that's a murder, pseudo murder ballad, is it not? And then obviously White River, who we've featured a ton of times here on Crossroads before. You know a thing or two about your murder songs. Big Chris Knight fan?
Yeah, actually, yes. He is a big inspiration. I really do gravitate towards those kind of songs, even since I was a kid. I grew up doing musical theater, and a lot of my, looking back on those like old VHS tapes, like the theme is still murder and country songs. Even though I was doing, you know, musical theater, I would do like Annie Gets Your Gun and the song where she says you can't get a man with a gun, or I'd do Goodbye Earl. Or there's a Kristen Chenoweth song called If, and she kills her husband for cheating on her. And the theme has stayed strong throughout my whole life. So, I think, I think a lot of people really gravitate towards like Goodbye Earl, and White River is kind of my version of that.
Yeah, White River, the first time I heard it, I think I just said to myself, holy shit. Like, I don't know who this is, but I need to dive deeper into her catalog. And I absolutely love that song. We'll play that here to wind down the interview in just a couple seconds here. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what's next for Caitlin Butts? The spring and summer tour season is coming up. You're going to be doing a lot of shows all throughout the nation. None that I'm seeing particularly here in our neck of the woods. Hopefully that changes. But what's the spring and summer tour schedule like for Caitlin coming up?
Man, I've got Texas, Iowa, Kentucky, Oregon, Nebraska. I think we're going overseas a couple times this year. Colorado, Boise. I think we're going up to the New York area. Hopefully we'll make it to where you're at, though, because anywhere that they're playing my music on the radio is a place I want to go.
Yeah, Wisconsin. We'll definitely have to bring you up here. And I know a lot of Southern artists don't like coming up here in the winter months because of the cold temps, but hey, our summers, can be nice. Nothing like 96 and 101% humidity and whatnot, especially at our state and county fairs and whatnot. But Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on Crossroads on Iron Country. We wish you nothing but the best in the upcoming touring schedule and success here with more music to come as well. Thank you so much. I cannot be more grateful to you for taking some time out here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for playing my songs. It means a lot.
Caitlin Butts joining us here on Crossroads on Iron Country, and let's hear that famous murder ballad going down to the White River. It's Turning Red. Crossroads on Iron Country. Caitlin, the stage is all yours.
I said a tail light drove away into the night. Far away, coyote cried. 34 revolver reflected the moonlight, pointed right between his eyes. And in the paper Monday morning it read that was the night the White River turned red. That was the night that the White River turned. You can beg forgiveness, but I know you all too. acted like the devil, so I'll send you straight to hell.